Back here on the Bernie and Sid show. I forgot how much I like Lady Gaga songs until the horrible news came out yesterday about her dog walker getting shot in the chest as they, they dog-napped two of her French bulldogs. But anyway, there's Lady Gaga. We'll get into that a little bit later. And the situation in L.A. with this liberal D.A. and crime on the rise in Los Angeles and all over the country in these Democrat cities, including New York, right here in New York. Anyway, the Bernie and Sid show is heard everywhere on the 77 WABC app. Also, simulcast out on Eastern Long Island, News Talk 107.1 FM. My great partner, Sid Rosenberg, he's not here this morning. He suffered a great loss in his family, I'm sorry to say. His nephew, a young man, passed away, a man with three kids, and it's just awful. So Sid is attending the funeral this morning. He will be back on Sunday, believe it or not, the return of Sid Sports Sunday from noon to 2, right after Janine Pirro's show on 77 WABC. Sid Sports Sunday, noon to 2. Sid, our love, our condolences, and our next guest is another man who loves Sid Rosenberg, and he is a great advocate for the Jewish people. Sid has dubbed him King of the Jews, but to be serious, he was a former assemblyman here in New York, and his name is Dov Hykind, and we got something planned. Dov Hykind, good morning to you, sir.
Absolutely, Bernie. It's good to be with you, and condolences to Sid. You know, too many tragedies happening these days. You know, people we know passing away. We just need to hope for better days for everybody, with always good news and good health. I mean, That's the lesson of today. You know, good health is more important than everything else in the world.
You're so right about it. Look at Rush Limbaugh. He had everything a man could ask for, money, palatial man, all that stuff. And if you don't have good health, what good is it? I mean, that's just one example.
Absolutely.
One minor example, but maybe a major example. Anyway, Dov Hykind, Saturday Night Live, of course. This one guy, Michael Che, non-joke. It wasn't even a joke. It was a statement about Israel not vaccinating Arabs. It was a non-joke. It was just a statement. That's what it was. But he has a pattern, this guy, on Saturday Night Live, of anti-Semitic comments, and so therefore there's going to be a rally led by you and Sid Rosenberg outside 30 Rock on West 49th Street, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock at 30 Rock, to put Saturday Night Live on notice that we're not having this anti-Semitism. Tell us about it, Dov Hykind.
Yeah, look, it's critical that we speak out when there's anti-Semitism, when there's hate. You never give anyone a pass, and, anti-Semitism is never funny. It's never, you know, like, oh, it's just a joke. And what Saturday Night Live has indulged in on more than one occasion, just recently talking about Israel, about the vaccination, where the comedian, you know, who I didn't find very, very funny, talking about Israel vaccinating 50% of its population, made the comment, I bet they were only the Jews or only the Israelis. This is the kind of stuff that plays right into anti-Semitic stereotypes. This is the kind of stuff that demonstrates bias, anti-Israel propaganda. Call it what you want, but it is clearly dangerous and unhealthy. I love comedy. I'm sure you do as well. We all enjoy to laugh. It's actually quite healthy. But what the hell is going on? I mean, what is going on that, you know, you can pick on Jews? You wouldn't dare do it with any other group. I mean, never. You would never do it. There'd be demonstrations. There'd be rallies and more. But again, and what happened a couple of months ago with the same comedian, where there was a Miss Hitler beauty pageant, okay? And the comedian, the punchline was, guess who won the Miss Hitler beauty pageant? Miss Israel won. This was just a couple of months ago, the same thing. So it's not funny. Anti-Semitism is not funny. And I urge people out there, you know, Saturday night, I know it's not always easy. There may be some raindrops. There may be whatever else. But you know what? We need to stand up and be there and send a clear message to NBC. By the way, I'm not accusing Bernie, NBC. I'm not calling everybody an anti-Semite. I'm not even calling the comedy guy, that he's an anti-Semite. But I am saying that what they did contributes to an atmosphere
right.
that is not healthy. Period.
No, it's
so
not.
Just apologize, for God's sake.
Apologize and, say something about it. Lorne Michaels hasn't issued a statement at all, hasn't addressed it whatsoever, and he's Jewish. So you are not calling for Michael Che to be fired. You just want an apology. Is that it, Dovhagen?
Yeah. And we also want to educate people that this is not funny. You cannot get away with doing this kind of stuff and think that it's cute and it's okay. You know, Bernie, as a Jew, I want to be treated no differently than other groups, that everyone is so careful about what they say. You know, we live in this cancel culture atmosphere today, which is not a good thing. But if you look at someone the wrong way, Bernie, you could get fired. If you said something 20 years ago that they find that you said, you get canceled, right? But you can get away with these anti-Semitic, anti-Israel propaganda right here on a major network, NBC. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about some, you know, little group someplace. Let's not make a big deal about it. This is one of the major, you know, institutions of media in the world. And they can get away with this? Oh, my God. Come on.
Right.
So, you know, people need to come out and join me and Sid and so many other people who are going to be there to stand up. You need to stand up and say, apologize. This is not acceptable, period.
The West 49th Street entrance to 30 Rock tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. To protest the pattern of behavior of anti-Semitic remarks on Saturday Night Live. Dovhagen, also there's an issue with BET. They hired somebody who doesn't have a great track record. Am I wrong?
Look, you know, it's never ending, the double standard of one standard for people on the right or people who are a little more conservative or conservative. And another standard for people on the left. They can say and do almost anything, and that's okay. So you have this individual, who has indulged in the most vile kind of hatred. I mean, really, beyond the pale, fired by CNN recently. I mean, can you imagine CNN firing somebody because of anti-Israel, anti-Semitic behavior? And then gets hired by a black network, for God's sake?
No, I cannot imagine that. No, it's happening too often. There's a woman that's been hired by the DOJ. Her name is Kristen Stewart, I believe is her name.
Right.
And she went to Harvard, and she actually hosted a friend of Farrakhan, a vile anti-Semite as well. So it seems like, as you point out, there's a pattern out there, and it's got to be nipped in the bud because this is how it starts. I mean,
You know, when it comes to racism and anti-Semitism, Bernie, don't look at the political affiliation of the person. Oh, it's a Democrat, I'm a Democrat, I'm not really going to rock the boat. No, one standard for everybody. You know, treat everyone the same way. If you are indulging in hate, if you are indulging in racism, we condemn you. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, I don't care if you're Orthodox Jewish, I don't care what the hell you are. We have one single standard, period. But that is not the case today, especially in the Democratic Party, especially the left-wing progressive part of the Democratic Party. They are the first ones to get in line to condemn anything that they don't think is the right thing and call you a racist and call you names. But when they indulge in the same thing, it's kosher. It's okay. Because they are holier than the rest of us, of course. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Saturday night is a chance not just to make a statement, not just to issue a press release, but to get out there in the street, join me, you know, as you said, on 49th Street between 5th and 6th Avenue with Sid. And God bless Sid. You, Bernie, Sid was the one who got all this started, as you know.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen.
He's the troublemaker, so let's keep that in mind.
Well,
he's the...
We don't want him showing up in a Joseph Abboud sports jacket and a pocket hanky. We want him out there, you know, ready to protect Dove Hyken because you're going to need it, maybe.
Listen, he's amazing, and so are you, Bernie. And fighting for the cause and standing up and speaking out, it's not always easy, you know, but you got to do the right thing. And Saturday night, New Yorkers, people from the tri-state area, take a trip into Manhattan. A lot of people haven't been there in a long time. Come in Saturday night, 9 o'clock at NBC on 49th Street between 5th and 6th.
Dove Hyken, thank you for what you do. We appreciate it, and we encourage people to show up West 49th Street between 5th and 6:30 Rock to protest anti-Semitism, the anti-Semitism of Saturday Night Live. Thank you, Dove Hyken, and good luck and Godspeed tomorrow night.